Wednesday night, or L'Gimel Teves, Chodesh Lavodos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're in Perek Gimel, where he actually gives us 30 concepts to think about. That's what we're going, Cheshbon HaNefesh, means to think about different things which will form and shape your connection to Hashem. So the first one is probably the most basic. Number one is the most basic, especially the Chavis Halvavis. Those who have learned Chavis Halvavis already these years know that this is going to be number one, as it will be number one through five probably. Thinking about, and when he says thinking about, he wants you to think about this your whole life, not every second of your life. I don't even know every day, he doesn't say, but this is something you should constantly be aware of. And most people, and this is the whole point of Shach Cheshman and Nefesh, is to think. And certainly most people never stop and think about what a privilege it is and what a tova it is, the very fact that they exist, that they were created, that they were born, that they exist as human beings. It's really, there's so many parts to it. Because a rock, I assume, has to thank Hashem that it was created as a rock, because it's better than not existing at all. And if a rock has a part to play in the Bria, so maybe a rock doesn't have a neshama, maybe a domain doesn't have a neshama, but it has something, it has a certain purpose, whatever it is, and it fulfilled that purpose. And even if there's no Gan Eden, but it is serving Hashem, right? So the truth is, there's so many layers within number one that you can think about. He just focuses on the fact that you were born as a human being. And really, again, you know, the rock was created as a rock, and Leidach Gisa, well, that he'll talk about later, the fact that you were born, that you were created as a Jew, that you're Jewish, that he'll talk about later. It's a separate area of gratitude that you should have. But Kaponim, number one is to think that you exist. Kasha Yasig Odom, Inyan Atzmo, Vizbonein, Bereshus Havyaso, Vizyaso, Min Lo Metzias, El HaMetzias, Vahatokoso, Min Lo Yesh, El HaYesh. Lelos Chushakod Malo. It's absurd. As much as it's absurd to feel entitled to anything, but it's most absurd to feel entitled that you were created, that you were born, that you exist. The reason being, of course, that anybody, you can't be entitled to exist. You don't have any schus before you exist. So there's no schus. Lelo schus shekodmelo. Here you can't kid yourself that you deserve it, that you're entitled to it. Elamituva bori yisala v'chazdo v'chaninoso, right? The Eibishter's purpose is only to do chesed. And the whole bechira setup and everything, it's all part of the chesed. Ba'oz yira b'sichlo, and they said there's different parts to this tova that he should realize and think about. Shehu b'matzov nale b'darga gavoya, right? So you don't just think, wow, I'm lucky I exist. You could have existed as a rock, could have existed as a flower, and you could have existed as an animal. The same raw materials that make up your being, right? A person essentially is made up of inorganic matter, which magically becomes organic when it shapes a person. But he could have been a rock, he could have been a tree, it could have been a rock. And then there's Domim Tzomeach Chayim Adaber, right? You're not even talking about Jewish now. So, and every, again, you have to dissect things. We'll see in all of the things, he wants you to not only, first of all, think about it, but think into it and be aware of the subtleties that every one of the 30 things can probably be split up into another 10 things. Like here, it's wow, I exist. It's wow, I exist, that I'm not a, and I'm not a rock, but a rock also exists, and then a tree exists, and then an animal exists, and you're a person. So that's already within number one, already a whole bunch of things to think about and to appreciate. For us, you kabbal alatzmo lehodos leboru yisroel mein v'yisader. And what naturally follows from that, as he explains in Shara Avodas Elokim in the Hagdama, what naturally follows from that is that you praise Hashem, you thank Hashem. That's the only way you have of thanking Him. You listen to Him. That's one way, and the other way is you mishabeach Him. Lahodos lahalal mishabeach lefarel romim lahadil lebarach liali ulekalis. V'yesh lahamshul b'zeh marshal korov. A pretty good marshal would be v'hu shem yisar atzmo. Imagine. Ki ba'odo yonek, you were an infant, just born, ishlichato imo barachov. She didn't want a child, she didn't want to get an abortion, so she figured she'll have the kid, and she'll dump him. She dumps him in the street. Ba'avar adam, a man passes by, v'ra'ohu v'chamal olav, he has pity on, takes pity on the kid, v'asafu al bay, so he brings him into his house. But not the lalatzmo tipulo, he pays for diapers, he pays for babysitters, he pays for his tuition, puts him through high school. Ad shegadol v'hiskel, until the guy matures and is ready to go off on his own. Now if the guy would turn to the, right, obviously he owes him. There's nothing he wouldn't do for this person who plucked him in out of the street. And made him everything he is today. Gave him everything, showered him with everything. If the person says, you know, I want you to live a certain way, he would run to do it. It's never ending. Because he gave me my life. So it's never ending the amount of gratitude I would have. V'ne'al pizeh Shein abor yisalo zokok lo. U'mamalik ho machsorav. Here too, you know, there was nothing in it for the guy that picked him up. So here there's certainly there's nothing in it for Hashem. Yet V'ne'al pizeh Shein abor yisalo zokok lo. Umalikol Machsoro, by the way. Tie Kniya, so this all ties together with Shara Kniya that we learned. A Kniya le Mishmato, the Kabbaloso Pugudoso, is expression as an expression of gratitude. Because you've thought about what He's done for you. You've thought about, wow, Hashem created me. Thank you, Hashem. We wouldn't be able to sit here and talk about appreciating being created if you aren't created.
Forever alech v'erech mispolseses b'domoyich.
What is that? Of course. I guess that whole perek, that's what you explain, that whole perek, Yecheskel, that's not this pasuk. That whole perek describes how Bnei Yisrael were essentially batel in Mitzrayim, and there was nothing, they were, the way the Rambam describes it, they were, it was about to be cut off, everything that
the others had worked on was about to be cut off. And Hashem took Lekachos Legoyim care of Goy and took them out of Mitzrayim. So the point is, it's not only true on a personal level, but it's true on a national level, and that's what the Pesukim brings down, is on the national level. Truth is, you know, you have the Holocaust survivors, you know, you have 6 million people were killed, and you have both of them were freed, or both of them were saved, and like they surely should be asking themselves, you know, what. Okay, so that's number one, is to think about every once in a while, 15 seconds a day. Shimshon, did you think today about that you're happy you exist? Now maybe you're unhappy. What? Are you happy you exist?
Not today, no.
What?
Not today, no, specifically, but I'm
not. So you didn't think about it today. So according to the Chovos HaLavos, this is something the person should think about. He doesn't say every day, but it's something you have to think about. And people that cavalierly say, I didn't ask to be here, Hashem put me here, if you offered to chop off a finger of theirs, they would pay a lot of money not to lose a finger. So if you say, I'd be glad to put you out of my misery, here's a gun, they would back off. Obviously there are some Shugam that would take their lives, but that's the exception that proves the rule. It doesn't prove the rule, but it's obviously an exception. And they're also wrong that they'd be doing an Aveira, because existence and living and dealing with things is always preferable to running away.
What about the Gemara that's better not to be born if we had the choice? It just says afterwards, once you're born, you want to be, but what are we thankful for if it would have been better not to be born?
So Tosfos there explains that it's talking about most people who mess up being born. They mess up because they don't think about the Taiva that they were born. You can't take the Gemara literally, because then what I mean is, you can't take the Gemara universally, is maybe what I mean. Because otherwise the whole Ramchal is turned upside down. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did bad. Instead of saying Hashem, by definition, was made of Labruim by creating them, so if you take that Gemara literally, you say by creating them, Hashem did something bad. The Teretz is as Tosfos there explains on a lot of Rishonim. It means the person, given the human condition, so most people, it's not supposed to be that way. It means people who are not good, they're better off not being born. But good people, of course it's better for them to have been born, and that's why Hashem created them. That's why Hashem created all people and gave them Bechira. Okay, we'll stop here. This is number one. 29 to go.